The Irrigation Information Podcast is brought to you by Valley, the leader in precision irrigation. Hello, everyone. This is Bryce Anderson. Today, we're talking with Wade Sicking, Technology Product Manager with Valley Irrigation, on a discussion about control panel options we have for Valley Center pivots. Wade, thanks for taking the time to join us today. Last time we visited, we had a discussion on center pivots and their benefits to growers and how it can help improve their operation and management when growing crops. Give us a little overview on what Valley has in terms of control panel options for growers these days.
Well, thanks for having me here again, Bryce. It's great to be here. Valley has really a wide variety of options available. Just like any other product line that Valley has, it gives different choices to the grower to meet their needs, whether that be from a very simple to operate mechanical control panel with relatively few features to keep it simple, all the way up to very high technology computerized panels that give the grower a wide array of options and features available to suit their irrigation needs.
Yeah, you're talking a lot of options there for growers. What's going to help a guy decide which control panel is right for his operation, or how do they go about that selection?
That's a great question, Bryce. I think a lot of times it's going to really rely on the grower to understand the needs of their operation. A grower with very simple needs of, I just need to irrigate, I need to be able to turn the machine on and off, change its direction, those kinds of things, the mechanical control panels are a great choice. But with the advent of a lot of the technology products that are available in the market today, whether it be GPS, positioning and guidance technology, variable rate irrigation, telemetry controls, remote control and monitoring, the panels that are at the higher end of the spectrum, the computerized panels, provide those features to growers to be able to use in different ways in their operation. A good example is features specifically designed to keep even application rate of chemicals during chemigation are designed into the computerized control panels, make it easy to chemigate and make sure you know you're getting the right amount of chemical to the plant from the pivot. And that just depends on the grower's operation then if they need that kind of feature or not. And then, of course, at the very high-tech end of the spectrum, we have our TouchPro panel, which has a touchscreen interface, not very much different from a lot of technology products out there today. The real point of that panel is it's really easy to use and understand it.
Well, that sounds good. From what I understand, Valley's got the Classic Panel, the Classic Plus, the Select 2, Pro 2, and Touch Pro Panel. You mentioned in there about telemetry options. I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there today that want to be able to know what their pivot's doing in the field when they're not actually in the field. Could you go into some more of those options, what's available from Valley in terms of remote monitoring and control?
Yeah, that's also a great question, Bryce. As everybody knows, growers are busier than ever these days, and they're looking to technology products to find a way to help improve the efficiency of their operation. The grower, oftentimes because of rented land or land that's spread out, can't physically be in every field all the time. So remote control and monitoring products allow a grower to put a radio or cellular device on the pivot and then access that information from the pivot control panel remotely, whether that's from a smartphone or a tablet via, for example, the TrackNet website, or it's via the base station system, which has a dedicated computer and interface for monitoring that equipment. And that gives the grower the ability to remotely control and monitor what his pivots are doing, make sure that they're on when they're supposed to be on and off when they're supposed to be off, and also give them peace of mind that they know what's going on with their operation, even though they can't be in the field all the time.
Yeah, you mentioned the TrackNet products and the base station products, and my understanding is, you know, the base station has your own license frequency. It houses a radio in the panel, a radio back at the computer at the central office, wherever you want that communication to come to. And the TrackNet family is more of a cellular-based type connection and can be available when there is coverage in that area. Can you help us understand what makes a grower decide whether he goes to a base station or goes to TrackNet? Where do they decide?
Yeah, the depends really, again, on what the grower is looking to do. Again, the Tracker and TrackNet product uses a cellular system to connect back to a central website that is accessed to manage the system. If there's not adequate cellular service in the area, that'd be one reason you couldn't choose that product. The TrackNet product line also provides what we call limited control and monitoring. You can do a lot of things with the machine, start, stop, change direction, those kinds of things, application depth, but you can't do everything that the machine can do. The base station product, on the other hand, doesn't rely on a cellular network. It has a dedicated radio network that's always available and has no subscription fees associated with it. The base station product is also what we call full control and monitoring. We like to say that when you're operating at the base station main interface, it's like you're standing at the pivot point. Anything you can do from the control panel at the pivot point, you can do from the base station. It's truly full control and monitoring. And so those are some of the considerations a grower will have when deciding what product is right for them.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of options and a lot of benefits with both ways. Probably the best advice would be to see your local Valley dealer to learn more about the specifics on the products and what's available. Back to the control panels, how common is it, or what's the practice with a Valley control panel, say on a competitive pivot? Is that acceptable? Do you guys do it? What's the practice there?
Absolutely. We very routinely put Valley control panels onto pivots of all make and manufacture. It's an option that's easily available. It allows you to simplify your operation, particularly if you've bought land that has different pivots on it or you've changed brands at some point. Makes it easy to put all your pivots on one type of controls, put it on a single telemetry system, keep it real simple, keep it easy to operate, easy to service, easy to maintenance when it needs those kind of things.
I assume a lot of guys might even make the purchase of a Valley control panel and put it on a competitive machine for the telemetry options that we have available. Do you see a lot of that too?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the big things we find is when a grower that has a variety of brands available makes a decision to install a telemetry system across their farm, that's one of those first things that gets talked about is standardizing on a type of control panel across the operation so that there is a consistency in the availability of different features and controls through the system, as well as those functions that will be monitored and reported by the system.
Yeah, that to me would be the key part, where if you're a grower with multiple brands of pivots, having one form of communication that you can go to for all your data collection and record keeping seems to make sense to me, and I hope that that information relays out there. Wrapping up here, what would we suggest growers do then when trying to determine which panel is right for them, which telemetry option is right for them? What piece of advice could we give?
I think you hit the nail right on the head earlier, Bryce. I think it's contact your local Valley dealer, have a conversation with him about your operation and what your needs are, and then look through the variety of products that Valley offers, both from a control panel standpoint and from a remote control and monitoring standpoint. You'll be able to find something that exactly fits what you're trying to do, as well as improve the efficiency and lower the cost of your operation.
Well, sounds great. There you have it, folks. If you want more information or have questions about Valley control panels, contact your local Valley dealer or visit valleyirrigation.com. Thank you for listening to the Irrigation Information Podcast by Valley. Tune in next time for the podcast on variable rate irrigation.